I think because I'm a priest, a lot of people think that my experience of God calling me was similar to what happened to Samuel in the first reading today. People will ask, hey, Father, tell us your vocation story. And they'll expect something awesome and magical and mysterious to happen, like where the lightning strikes and I'm like, I'm called to be a priest. So the angel comes to me and says, oh. Okay, it didn't happen that way for me. In fact, I was opposite of young Samuel. The first time that God used people to say to me, hey, you ever thought about priesthood? I said, no way, Jose, that is not what I want to do. Which is what makes this calling of Samuel in the first reading so incredible. That here's a young man, probably a teenager, a young adult. He gets woken up in the middle of the night. And he wakes up. And he goes to Eli and he says, hey, you called me. Now what teenager, when you wake up, gets up immediately? I mean, they're like, dude, I need to get some more rest. I want to go back to sleep. And then he goes to Eli and said, no, I didn't call you, go back to sleep. And then he hears the voice again. And I can imagine if I was young Samuel, I would have been like, put the earplugs in, don't bother me, cover the pillow up over my ear, turn on the phone and put some music on so that it doesn't bother me again. But the Lord calls again, and he goes to Eli again, and he calls a third time, and Samuel gets up. And he has this incredible disposition in his heart to say, look, I'm listening, Lord. And whatever you need me to do, I'm here for you. And when he finally does say, when he realizes that it was God calling him the whole time, he says, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. What an incredible disposition of the heart that we strive to have too. God speaks to us in different ways. He calls us in many different ways. He makes His presence known to us in so many different ways. And what we pray for is the grace that Samuel had to say, yes, Lord, what do you need? I'm here for you. I will follow you. I will allow my life to be changed. I will go on an incredible journey because I know you love me. My friends, these readings also remind us of the need that we have for young people to answer the call to serve the Lord. To be able to say to the Lord, yes, speak, Lord. Whatever you need me to do, I'll do. Our church is an incredible need for priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns to give their lives to the Lord. To answer the Lord and say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. Whatever you need me to do, I'll be there. We need, our church needs generous men and women to say, yes, Lord, whatever you need me to do, I'm here. Because that's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to have that kind of disposition in our heart. Two more courageous men, Andrew and Simon in the gospel. John says, there's, behold the Lamb. And Andrew leaves immediately and goes and follows Jesus. He doesn't do this, what we see in our culture and our society. Well, hold on a second. Let me gather some more information. Hold on. Let me check and see. Let me do my own research. Let me go to Wikipedia and see if I really should go follow Jesus. No, he follows him immediately. And then he goes to his brother and says, hey, bro, I met this incredible dude. You should come and meet him. And then Simon doesn't do it. He doesn't like, wait, hold on a second. You're my brother. I don't really trust you. I need to get my own information. No, he says, yes, I'll be there. Like, that's the kind of disposition of our heart that we seek. We want to be able to say to the Lord, yes, I'll follow you. I believe you. I love you. God wants us to be on this incredible ride with Him. He invites us on this incredible journey that we don't know where it's going to take us. We don't know where it's going to go. But if we surrender our own will and follow His, incredible things will happen. And our lives will never be the same. Life was never the same for young Samuel after he followed the Lord. Life was never the same for Andrew or Simon Peter or any of the disciples when they said, yes, Lord, we will follow you. I tell you, my life has never been the same since I said, yes, Lord, I'm going to go to seminary and I'm going to become a priest. Our lives are never the same once we say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. So as we celebrate the sacrifice of the Mass tonight, we ask the Lord to help us to have that disposition of the heart that young Samuel had, that disposition of the heart that Andrew and Simon Peter did to say, Lord, when you call me, I'm here. I'm going to answer you and I will follow you because I know you can take me on a journey that I will never experience anywhere else. Our God loves us a lot. And He calls us to grow in holiness. And He calls us to live our lives in accordance to Him. So we pray that we may answer with the courage, with the love that Samuel and Andrew and Simon Peter did when they were called by our God. And may the Lord's incredible love touch our hearts. And may He help us grow in our own journey of holiness.